Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
G-Money's a pimp, got a plan, made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself, be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself, I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah. When I was in college, I had roommates from San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Hi." And I said, "Hi." Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, "Oh, one girl waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling."
It's a candy.
So he said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." And he said, "That doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street."
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, "What do you mean? They all got dresses on." He said, "Well, let's go over there and look."
It's a candy.
And he said, "Look at their neck." And I said, "Look at their neck. What do you mean?" And I looked, and they said, "The bums with the knock in their neck are not women."
It's a candy.
And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And And I said, but they got drafted wrong. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might get popped. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and now let's talk NBA basketball. Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and we're going to talk about the NBA Basketball Finals playoff. We got the Boston Celtics representing the Eastern Conference, and we have the Golden State Warriors representing the Western Conference. And right now, game one, the Boston Celtics won by a blowout. And game two, the Golden State Warriors came back, and they won with a blowout. And then game three, the Boston Celtics won again, and they were playing in Boston. And then game four, the games went to the Golden State Warriors Stadium, and Golden State Warriors won game three. So then it was game four, still playing in Golden State, and the Boston Celtics won game four. So now Boston is ahead 2-2, and then Golden State played in game number five, and they won game number five. So Golden State is ahead in the NBA playoffs 3-2 against the Boston Celtics. Now, tonight is game six to see what's going to happen. Is the Golden State Warriors going to go ahead and win the series tonight? Or is Boston going to come back and win and tie up the series 3-3? So we have to wait and see what happens tonight. Either Boston Celtics win or they go home, or the Golden State Warriors win and it's all over. So we'll have to see what happens after tonight's game. So pay attention, everybody, to game 6 in the playoffs, and we'll see if the Golden State Warriors, the California team, wins the series. Well, people, I'm G Money, and I'm rooting on Golden State winning the series because I'm a California native. And since the Lakers aren't playing, all of my bets are going toward the Golden State Warriors. So I want Golden State to finish the series tonight with game 6. So we'll see what happens. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report. And now I have no news to report. So let's go to take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. G Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
Yeah.
to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing, and we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world.
I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. All right, well, I guess it's time for me to share a story with you. There was a man that went into a bar, and he went to the bartender, and he said, if I can show you an interesting trick, will you give me a free drink? And the bartender said, well, it depends on what the trick is, because I get a lot of tricks that people come into the bar and show me a lot of stuff. So if it's something I haven't seen before, then you might get a free drink. So the man said, okay. And he opened his briefcase, and he pulled out a hamster and a mini piano, and he sat it on the bar. And the hamster started playing Beethoven, and the bartender was really fascinated. He was like, whoa, that's pretty good. Okay, I'll give you a free drink for that. And then the man drank the drink. And then he asked him for another drink. And the bartender said, well, you got to come with something different now if you want me to give you another free drink. So the man opened his briefcase, and he pulled out a frog and set the frog in front of the piano, and the hamster was playing Billie Jean. And the frog was singing Michael Jackson. And the bartender was like really impressed. He was like, oh, that's a good trick. All right, you can get another drink for that. And there was a man sitting at the bar. He was sitting at a table, and he was watching what was going on at the bar. And he asked the man, he said, I'll give you $1,000 if you sell me that frog. And the man said, well, okay. And he gave him the frog, and he collected $1,000 from the man. And the man grabbed the frog, put it in his pocket, and he walked out the bar. And the bartender said, man, are you crazy? You just gave away $1 million show. What are you doing? And the man said, oh, it's all right. My hamster is a ventriloquist. Oh, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ, I recorded a story for the listening audience. So everybody, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. Get you something to drink, and get you some peanuts or some popcorn, and sit back and listen to this story. Some story about a time in my life that I recorded for the listening audience. So, DJ, play the story that I recorded for the audience, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I was eighth grade, I was in elementary school at St. Anselm's Elementary School. And I had a brother in the sixth grade, and I had another brother in the fourth grade. So we were attending school together, and we were doing everything that we were supposed to be doing in the school. And I was getting to school early because I had to be an altar boy in the church services. So I was finishing the altar boy for church, and I would walk into the school building and walk around, and I would check calling the classroom just to say hi to the teachers. And I walked up on my brother's classroom, and one guy from my classmate, he was walking out of the classroom. And I had heard about people putting tacks on the seat where people were sitting down and trying to do their classwork. They were sitting in chairs, and they were sitting on thumbtacks. So when I saw this guy from my class walk out of this younger class, I went in to check it out to see if it was my brother's classroom and to see if the tacks were in my brother's chair. So I went in and I looked at all the desks and I saw the tacks on all of the different desks in the classroom, but all the desks that had tacks on it, none of them was my brother's desk. So I didn't worry about it. I walked out the classroom and went downstairs for the announcements and the Pledge of Allegiance. And when I walked out the classroom, the teacher from that classroom saw me walk out. But I didn't know it. So later on during the day, when we were switching classes, I had to go to that classroom for my class. And when I walked in, I wasn't really paying attention to anything. I was talking to my buddies and talking to some girls. And, you know, I was just socializing. And I walked into the class, and they had a big note on this desk in the front of the room that said, this desk belongs to Gregory. And I looked at the note, and I said, wow. I'm being treated special today. I'm special. And I looked at everybody and I laughed at all of them and I said, I'm special. That's why I get a special desk in the front of the classroom. And I walked over and I didn't even look at my seat. I just sat my big butt down on the chair. And I jumped up, I said, yow! And I looked up and I started pulling all kinds of thumbtacks out of my butt. And I was like, what is this? And the teacher came over to me and she said, see, that's what you get for putting tacks on the student's desk in my classroom. And I said, oh, is that what this is all about? And I jumped up, and I said, where's he at? And I had seen this guy walk out of the classroom, so I knew it was him that had put tacks on everybody's desk in that classroom. But I got punished for it, so I was going to return the favor to this dude in my class. And I said, where is he? Where is he? And he stood up. And he crossed his arms, and I'm like, you better put up your fist, because I'm fixing to sock you. And he was like, I don't want to fight. And I said, well, I do. Boom, boom. And I stole two to the jaw. And he said, oh, man, I don't want to fight. And my teacher came and broke us up, and everybody in the class was saying, beat him up, G. Kick his butt, G. What? And I was like, man, I was mad because I got punished for something I didn't do. So I was really upset about it. And I was going to take it out on the person that caused me the pain. So I was ready to fight. But my teacher took us out into the hallway and was talking to us, and I explained to us that it wasn't me that put the tacks on those chairs. It was him. It was Gary that did it. And so the teacher said, oh, I should have known. Said, Gregory, you're a good student. You don't do things like that in your class. And I said, no, it wasn't me. And she said, I know it wasn't. It was Gary. And I said, yeah. So she walked in the class to calm the class down because everybody was excited because they thought it was going to be a real fight. They thought Gary was going to put up some defense about my swinging and punching him. And they were really excited thinking that we were going to have a fight in the classroom. But my teacher had calmed us down and told me that she understood what I was feeling. So she was sorry for putting the tacks on my seat, and she didn't expect me to actually walk in and sit down on all those tacks. She expected me to walk in and see all the tacks in my chair and not sit down on them. But because I came in laughing and joking and talking with all of the students in my classroom, I didn't even notice the tack. So she told me, all right, Gregory, you're not in any trouble. And Gary was like, come on, Gregory, take the blame with me. We can do it together. And I'm like, I'm not taking the blame for something I didn't do. So I'm going to kick your butt. And he was like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. And I was like, I was mad, but I had already got 2 licks in, and I was cool about it. I was like, okay, well, he can go back in, and the teacher knows I wasn't the one causing the problem. So she announced to the class that I wasn't the one to put the tacks on all the chairs. So she said that it was all over, and she apologized for putting the tacks in my seat and having me sit on all of those tacks. And everybody just laughed because they said, he sat down and he jumped up. And I was like, yeah, those tacks hurt. But that was the end of the day. So we didn't have any more problems. Me and Gary were still good friends. And after that, you know, everything was cool. So that's the end of the story. And I want you to know that anytime you get into trouble, somebody knows the truth. So all you got to do is have somebody tell the truth, and everybody that's in trouble can get out of trouble.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A., and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had 3 big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get Eric, he pounced on you. He had to get away, or we had to drown. Now imagine swimming in the pool and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And he would put his head in the water to see where you were. and he would be swimming around in the pool so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be waiting on us to come up for air. And every place you rode, the dog would be there. So we were swimming in the pool, and my brother, every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool, and I learned to swimming in my daddy's friend's pool. And I swam in his swimming pool for several years. And my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking crawdads. And all those crawdads were good. And the dogs were always there. We always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. Have a store on storytimeg-money.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets. Coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, before I introduce all of my social media platforms that I've recorded jokes and songs and stories on for your listening pleasure, I have a joke that I want to share with you. And it goes like this. There was a man stranded on an island, and one day a woman swam up to the island. And she took off her oxygen tank and dropped it on the side of the island. And she walked up to the man and she asked him, "So when was the last time you had a cigarette?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she went in her pocket on her wetsuit. She unzipped it and pulled out a pack of Camel cigarettes, put a cigarette in her mouth.
in her mouth, and then she lit it. And then she passed it to the man, and he smoked it with pleasure. And then she said, "So when was the last time you had an alcoholic drink?" He said, 11 years ago. And she went in her other pocket on her other side of her wetsuit, and she pulled out an alcohol flask. And she pulled the alcohol flask out and gave it to the man. And the man took the top off and turned the flask up and took two big gulps. And he said, boy, that's some good shit there. And she said, all right. And then she looked at him with a big smile on her face. And she said, so when was the last time you played around? And he said, 11 years ago. And so she started unzipping her zipper on her wetsuit, and she zipped it all the way down to her belly button. And he said, oh, my God, don't tell me you got a set of golf clubs in there. And she said, no, stupid, I was going to have sex with you. But obviously, you've been on this island much, much, much too long. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share my social media platforms with you. Starting off with TikTok, where I recorded like 12 jokes for your listening pleasure. So you can go and check out the TikTok social media platform, and you can listen to the jokes that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then you go to Instagram, and you check out G Money, the Pimp Comic, Instagram page on the social media platform, and you can listen to the jokes and the stories and the rants that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then you go to Twitter page, and you go to G Money, the Pimp Comic Twitter page, and you can listen to the jokes and the stories and the rants that I recorded for your listening pleasure. G Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm entertaining you all day long. And then you go to YouTube. Go to G Money, the Pimp Comic's YouTube page, and listen to the songs that I recorded for your listening pleasure on YouTube. And then you go to SoundCloud and listen to the songs that I recorded with the music videos that I recorded for your listening pleasure on SoundCloud. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have the music that you can groove to on SoundCloud. And then after you listen to the social media platforms, then go to www.storytimewithgmoney.com and pull up the website, and you can look at the menus on the website, starting off with blogtalkradio.com. That's the website where I have all of my radio shows. Recorded 720 radio shows for your listening pleasure. And I have music, I have jokes, I have stories on my radio show for you to listen to with your friends and your family. And then go to my fan club menu, and you can sign up to be a member of the fan club. Sign up with your name, your address, your phone number, and your date of birth, and you can register as a fan club member. And that way, when your birthday shows up, every year, you can get a shout out from G Money. As I recognize all the birthdays of all the fans on my social media page. And then you go to my product store, G Money Products, where I have over 200 products available for you to purchase, and you can share with your family and your friends. I got over 200 products, from t-shirts to baseball hats, from beanies to hoodies, from blankets to towels. I got all kind of stuff that you can buy with the G, with the $3 sign. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. I'm G Money, the pimp commie, and that's my symbol, and that's my brand that you want to look for. And then you can go to my comedy album, and you can pull up my jokes on my comedy album. I have a comedy album with about 200 jokes that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So you can pull up the jokes and share them with your friends and your family on G Money's comedy album. And then you can go to my story album. I have about 18 story albums where I recorded an hour and a half of different stories that you can listen to, that I talk about situations that happened in my lifetime. So I have some comedy stories. I have some serious stories. I have some dramatic stories. I have some really interesting stories that you can find in my collection of stories that I've recorded from the time I was 3 years old till the time I grew up and went to Las Vegas and all the situations that I've been involved in Las Vegas. So all of my stories are recorded for your listening pleasure, for your entertainment. And then you can go to my music and you can pull up 50 songs. I have 10 songs per album. I have five albums that I recorded for your listening pleasure, because I'm a rapper and I'm a singer and I do country, I do rap, I do R&B. Oh yeah, I'm rocking and rolling in the place to be. I'm sharing my stories and my songs with you so that you can be entertained with the best of the music that I've recorded for your listening pleasure. So check out all of my songs. I have 50 songs. I have five music albums that you can listen to the music that I've written and I've recorded for your listening pleasure. So that's my website, storytimewithgmoney.com. And you can listen to all of the stories and the songs that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then after you've listened to my website, then you can go to my Facebook page and you can listen to the ads that I recorded on Facebook for all of the different activities that I've been talking about, I've been promoting on Facebook. You have a list of all of the rants where I talk about the president and music that I've recorded with music videos and all of that for your entertainment pleasure. Yes, I'm G Money and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So pull up my social media page and listen to all of my stories, my comedy album, my music, and check out all of my menus for your entertainment pleasure. I'm G Money, the entertainer of the year for 2022. And now, we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
Tried to get him to give it up. And
Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio. Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. We told him not to bring that radio. Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything. Back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher, and I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning, but there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, before we go, though, I want to acknowledge some birthdays for people that are celebrating their birthday today on Thursday, June 14th. Today, the 14th of June. Yep, we want to acknowledge the birthdays today. So DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthdays we want to give a shout out to today on the radio show?
Yes, we do. Happy birthday to Clifton Moffitt, and happy birthday to Paquita Adams. Happy birthday to Natalie Hadley, and happy birthday to Rod Perry, who's 30 years old today. Happy birthday to Jeffrey D. Farley II, who's 24 years old today. Happy birthday, Courtney Barnett Spencer, who's 36 years old today. Happy birthday to Toddy Jones. Happy birthday, Tammy McNeil Paul, who's 51 years old today. Happy birthday to Eric Gilliam. And last but not least, happy birthday to Diallo Aliba Mayu. And happy birthday to everyone else on today, whose birthday is today, June 16, 2022.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on June 16, 2022. And I know God is going to bless you with the graciousness of the good Lord. So if you're alive today and you're breathing, God has blessed you with the graciousness of the Lord. All right. Well, I want to give you a birthday greeting. I want to sing a song for you. It's called Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday today and many, many more. Happy birthday, y'all. If you're celebrating your birthday today on the 16th of June, well, you're out for the summer, so you don't have nobody to give you no whoopings because you're out of school. It's a summertime vacation, and it's the best time of year to celebrate a birthday. All right. Well, we want to wish you happy birthday, and I want to say be safe. And be careful, and remember, if you get some, you know, I want you to get some tonight, and, you know, I mean some cake or some pie or some ice cream or something like that, because if you get some, you can call me because I want to share, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. I'm G-Money. The pimp comic, I'm so funny, I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud, I'm G-Money, all right. So until tomorrow, I want you to watch the basketball game tonight to see if my Golden State Warriors are going to end the series tonight, and they will be the world champion in the NBA basketball. So that's how I'm calling it. I'm calling Golden State to win it all tonight. I don't like Boston. Oh, hell no. We don't want Boston to win another game. All right. So
for all of the Golden State Warriors, I'm in the house with you. And we're going to see if Golden State wins the NBA Finals tonight. They're up 3-2 on Boston. And if they win tonight, they will be up 4, and it's the best of 4 to win the series. So they will win 4 out of 7, and that will make them the NBA world champion. All righty then. All right. Well, until tomorrow, I want to say be good to yourselves and be good to those around you. And may those that love you show you grace and goodness from our Lord and Savior. All right. Well, now I want to say it's time to pray. So let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if 2 or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than 2 people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens, and we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, hit five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue steppin' crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm the money, and I'm swinging on a swing like a gangster on the run. I'm like a street king. I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm the money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. I'm G Money, the pimp dummy, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.